You're listening to In the Change Room Extra.
Elton Yankees, congratulations on being a World Cup winner. I'm a bit biased towards you because I'm a Lions supporter. So I'm just glad to see silverware around you. Has it sunk in yet, being a World Cup winner?
It goes day by day, because every single time we meet new people, we can see what it means for the country. A lot of people is actually supporting us and just wishing us well and wanting South African rugby to become a world force one day. So yeah, hopefully we can just make a difference in our country, you know. That's what we play for, to make sure that we perform at our best, and hopefully we can change lives.
Elton, as we said, you're a World Cup winner. You've got silver red, you've got that medal. I was devastated. Many a South African were devastated with those three consecutive losses in the Super Rugby final. The Lions have been in a bit of a rebuild for the last season and a bit. What are the fortunes of the team looking like going ahead into this new season 2020? Issues around injury, possibility of Warren not coming back. What's the outlook for the team and looking forward?
Very positive at the moment. I was with Rudolf Strauli yesterday, and I was with the new coach, Cash. We had a meeting yesterday, and they gave me the plan going forward, especially for me as an individual, for the next few weeks, making sure that I recover properly, and hopefully that I can get back in December. So I said I want to get back as soon as possible, because like you mentioned, there's a few new faces, there's a few youngsters playing in their second season of Super Rugby. So I just want to be there for them, and hopefully I can invest in them a bit, especially now in the off-season, building towards next year. But I'm very positive. Big change, obviously, with Coach Sway stepping down. But I think it's very exciting, because there's a lot of young quality players that played SA under-20. There's a lot of them, and hopefully, yeah, we can just make sure that we keep on growing as a team. I know we're going to get a lot of stick next year, because obviously you don't see the old faces. Results is going to be weekly. We're going to focus on weekly, because we don't have that old faces anymore. So it's going to be a little bit more, not tougher, but it's going to be a bit more different next year.
So you're definitely saying that there are gains that are going to be made, but it's not going to be an immediate thing.
Yeah, you never know. You know, rugby is a different game. I mean, there's a lot of unions in South Africa and abroad that lost a lot of players. I mean, at the All Blacks, the same thing. Their franchise lost quality players as well. It happened to us the same, with a lot of Bulls guys going away, a lot of Stormers boys going away. And yeah, hopefully at the Lions that we started something 2 years ago. I mean, some of them played Super Rugby. They played Super Rugby, a Curry Cup, same team. Just some of us is with the box. So, yeah, the boys know each other. But now, obviously, it's about the new coach and making sure that we understand him as quick as possible. And, yeah, take it week by week, making sure that we actually grow.
So, Elton, how do you not let the World Cup get to your head?
Let the main thing stay the main thing. That's something Rashi installed in my life. Something that he installed in the whole group is let rugby stay rugby. That's priority number one, because obviously you're going to get a lot of stuff off the field. We're going to get a lot of challenges, not just for us, but for our families as well. But yeah, we're going to have to manage that properly. Luckily, we've got South African rugby at the unions as well. They know that we have to keep on focusing on the rugby, and so and our agents, they will manage all that things off the field. Like I said earlier, about all the meetings and traveling and stuff, but as soon as the preseason starts, when you start training with the union, the rugby, the World Cup is over, actually.
Yeah.
It's just the celebrations that keep going, but I think the boys are in a good place. Definitely you need to celebrate it. You need to take it in, have fun. But as soon as we get back to the unions, it's back to the drawing board and start working again.
One last question. If you're at liberty, in the World Cup, did you feel at any time that things weren't going your guys' way, or any specific moment or any specific instance in a game, a stretch of games, a certain kind of a play where you felt that things weren't going your way?
I wouldn't say that, not with this group we had. I mean, to be honest, we had a special group, boys that's willing to work hard for each other, boys that we actually started loving each other, and we actually miss each other already. We're chatting on the groups. Boys, can we just have a reunion already? And it's only the second week, you know. So, yeah, we make good friends. But we obviously see each other still around with Super Rugby while we're playing against each other, and hopefully get the overseas boys in June when the test starts. But yeah, it's a tight group, and I never doubted a single thing. I mean, we've got one of the best coaches in the world. I think the best coach in the world, with Rassie, best defensive coach in the world. So I think we're in a good place, but there's definitely a lot of improvement that we can make in our systems as well, yeah.